A very good evening to you. Welcome along to another Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. My name's Howard Kane. As always, a great pleasure to have your company on a Friday night. What have we got? Bit of Carol Gibbons on the air. The wonderful one, Anne Shelton. More from Fred Astaire from those four classic albums. Side by side with Duke and Johnny. But to get us going, let's join Charlie Barnett on his Skyliner. Favourite of Paul Corkish, that one, I believe, Skyliner, Charlie Barnett's theme tune, Charles Daly Barnett. Don't get many Dalys now, do you? Can't think of any other than Daly Thompson. It was sort of an augmented jazz ensemble, I suppose, ran the big band in many ways. Formed his first society band back in 1933 in the early style, found sort of a great expression round about the beginning of the war in 1939. Before the States came in, of course, he had a Billy May arrangement of Ray Noble's Cherokee. And then the following year, a US number one with Where Was I? But the bestseller for him, and indeed perhaps one of the greatest of all 1940s big band swing hits, was what we've just heard, Skyliner. a 1943 Billy May arrangement conceived as a theme for Midnight in Munich and a number 19 hit in the States, that is, number 19, so in the top 20 of the popular music of the day in 1945. How are we all? Keeping well, I trust, enjoying the weather, and we're debating this the other day, depends where you are, aren't you, and that I'm usually grumbling like hell, as you know, about the weather, and I suppose, to be fair, of late, I haven't had much grounds to do so. It's not been too bad at all, some quite nice days. Not, as a few people would point out, as warm and dry as it has been in the southeast, but, as we are all more than aware, they are having more than a few problems now, of course, terrible problems across parts of Europe. It's been so dry and hot, and only recently there have been wildfires in Suffolk and whatnot in Britain as well, and it's probably been too warm and dry for an awful lot of things, gardens, plants, animals, older people, younger people, I don't know, down the southeast who wouldn't mind slightly milder weather, or at least slightly cooler weather, should we say. Not so extreme, and a bit of rain wouldn't go amiss either for large parts of the country, certainly in the southeast. So perhaps it is that we have a very moderate, temperate climate up here in the northwest on the Isle of Man. As someone points out, it never really gets too warm in the summer, which I tend to agree with, certainly for me, and that if we get to mid-20s, that's about as far as we get generally, isn't it? Which is warm. I can push it a bit further than that, but that's certainly warm, and we have it for quite a few days in the 22s and 23s. And in the winter, of course, it very rarely gets that cold. We don't get a huge amount of snow, do we, because of all the sea air around, I guess, and we're a small landmass. And if anything, winters tend to be, as we know, wet and windy would sum it up, rather than cold and frosty and still. A few more frosty, cold, still days wouldn't go amiss, would they? And that they're most enjoyable and, for gardeners, good to kill off the bugs and things over wintering and the things you don't want in the garden. Anyway, I could waffle on all day on that. It's a famous... The weather. It's just a topic everyone in Britain or the Isle of Man loves to talk about, isn't it? And usually grumble about. So that's it. Enough grumbling. Come on. Onwards and upwards. We look forward to springtime, shall we? I don't know. When you've got a little springtime in your heart, then you can tinkle, tinkle, tinkle over my shoulder. I don't know whether that's a particularly good idea or not.
Dancing shoes and the sun will shine. Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. What if the stars don't twinkle? Tie a little bell to your dancing shoes and the stars will shine. When you moan and groan, then trouble hangs around. He runs miles and miles from every happy sound. Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. What if the raindrops sprinkle? Tie a little bell to your dancing shoes and the sun will shine.
Yes. You don't just necessarily tinkle in the garden, by all means, but don't tinkle over my shoulder. I'm not quite sure what they're going on that, but that's what it was in any case. When you've got a little springtime on your heart and then tinkle, tinkle, tinkle over my shoulder. All from Evergreen, J. Wilbur and the band. The vocals there taken by Sam Brown. Yes, he who did spend some time on the Isle of Man after he quit the showbiz arena and his singing career was over, or he decided to end it. And yes, it is true that he ran a sweet shop in Walpole Avenue for a small time after that. Not very successfully, from all accounts. Didn't last very long, a year or two, in I think the late 30s, 40s would it be, somewhere around there. And then he left again. But he was here. He was here for some time. If you remember that by any... I mean, it's possible. But before my time, it has to be said, by quite a few years. But if you do remember, or perhaps you have a photo, or maybe a relative or a father or mother or whatever... I told you about Sam Brown's sweet shop. Love to hear. Be great to hear more. Or see a photo or have a chat about it, perhaps. And as always, we love to hear from you with any of your thoughts about this sort of era, and particularly the music or links to the music and the singers and the performers and the band leaders and composers. Quite a few of whom did come over here, of course. Your Joe Lossers and your Roy Foxes and such like did perform here on the Isle of Man. And it is a while back now, so... If you were there in person, then you would be past your first flush of youth, it has to be said. But that's not to say you couldn't still be there and still have great memories when you hear the music. Whatever. It'd be lovely to hear from you with those thoughts or anything else. Howard Kane with an E at manxradio.com is the email if you like to use the rapid way. And who doesn't these days? Virtually everyone does from 9 to 90. However, if you like to put pen to paper, of whatever paper and pen you like, then... Equally lovely to hear or see a letter or a card or postcard, whatever the case may be. Sweet and Swing, and it's Howard, of course. Manx Radio, Broadcasting House, Douglas Head. Douglas, in the Isle of Man, IM1, M for Mother, 5B for Bravo, W for Whiskey, 5BW. And a letter is always lovely, or a note or a card or whatever, and it gives some thoughts. Yeah, love it if anyone did remember or had a picture or... Even went into to get a sweet shop or sweetie or some tobacco, whatever the case may be. Where are we going from there? Carol Gibbons, we mentioned, didn't we? Yeah. Carol Gibbons on the air. He of the wonderful piano medleys, and certainly inspirational for the old maestro, my dad. Very much his style came out of Carol Gibbons' way of playing, I think, and certainly he was a great fan of Carol Gibbons and his piano playing. So what shall we have? How about Flamingo from the 1930s? Carol Gibbons, the Savoy Orpheans, and the vocals. It's going to be taken by Leslie Douglas.
My lover nearby. fickle hue. Speak of passion undying and a love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, a song that I hear below, the murmuring ponds, flamingo, when the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover, and hasten to me.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, indeedy. The Duke, of course, playing there, along with Johnny Hodges on that album, and a classic one it is as well, Side by Side, out on the Verve label many moons ago now. Great tracks on this one, Squeeze Me, Stompy Jones, Just a Memory, You Need to Rock, and a cracking lineup as well, with the likes of Johnny Hodges, Duke Ellington, Harry Sweets Edison, I think we heard there, Al Hall, Les Spann, Joe Jones, that's Papa Joe Jones, the older Jones, on the drums. And I think Ben Webster features on some tracks as well. And, well, frankly, you can't go wrong with a Duke album, whatever it might be. I was looking at Live at Newport when I was just putting the programme together, but maybe we'll save that. It's quite a much longer track there if you play some of the ones from the live settings, whereas this one's a little bit easier to squeeze into the programme when you've only got, well, a relatively small amount of time. Let's Fall in Love. Begins with Brown himself, a lovely singing style, great purity of tone there, and Ben Webster, as it says in the notes, had one of his best days on this date. Gives another lesson on the thesis that a tenor can be thoroughly virile without sounding like an instrument of assault. And yeah, well, I wouldn't disagree with that. Lovely albums, you've never checked it out, Side by Side. Duke Ellington, Johnny Hodges and others. Before that, we're listening to the inimitable Carol Gibbons, and a great picture I was looking at as we were listening to it, as if you open out the inner of the CD, it's one of those sort of fold-outs, panoramic shots of the whole band crowded around the grand piano with Carol himself, looking quite trendy actually, sort of shirt sleeves rolled up, and his trademark round glasses on at the keyboard, of course, but the rest of the band all around him there. That's from Carol Gibbons, On the Air, in the Savoy Hotel Orpheans. And as we say, we never did find out. His original piano was there for a long time, now in storage, we were told many moons ago. One wonders whether it's actually been binned off and accidentally sort of put into a skip somewhere. I like to think not, and maybe someone might value it and bring it back, even if only for display, but I'm not holding my breath just yet. In the meantime, you can go down and have a look at the Savoy and where he used to play, in any case, just off the Strand there, if you're ever in London and kicking your heels, but you can't go and see the piano on which he played anymore. Fred Astaire, we've been dipping into this collection of Fred Astaire coming up next for the last few weeks. A great lineup of four albums on the Avid label from our friends at Avid Jazz. Just simply called Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, Volume 4. And put together by the man who did jazz at the Philharmonic, Norman Granz, who wanted to sort of document Fred Astaire's contribution to the sort of jazzier side of the great American songbook, and certainly did. His interpretation of the great American songbook, accompanied by the likes of Oscar Peterson and the Jazz at the Philharmonic Concert Group, including introductions by Fred and a bit of tap dancing. Don't think we've featured any of the tap dancing yet, have we? No, don't we have we? We'll do that at some weeks, in any case. Right, this is from the second volume, The Astaire Story, second volume, and something I'm not allowed to recommend, obviously, because of health and safety, Dancing in the Dark.
Thank you. dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark, what though love is old, what though song is old, through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine, make yours part of mine. Dear one, tell me that we're one. In the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark.
One of those close mic'd ones where he sounds really, really close to the mic like that, doesn't he? And when he's singing that in the recording, not all the albums in this collection sound that way, but the earlier ones do. I don't know whether they changed the mic setting or changed the mics or how it worked, but the later ones we've been listening to don't have that really close mic sound. The earlier volumes, 1 and 2, do, it seems to me. All recorded in the early 50s, 1952 in Los Angeles, California, with, like I said, the amazing lineup of basically what was the travelling band, I think, of jazz at the Philharmonic. Barney Kessel guitar, Oscar Peterson piano, and Celeste Ray Brown bass, Flip Phillips tenor. A fan of Flip Phillips' Unwrapped CD today when I was rummaging. I'll have to play that in a couple of weeks, won't I? Charlie Shaver's trumpet album, Still the Drums, all produced by Norman Granz, whose idea it was to document these four volumes and Fred's take on the Great American Songbook. Yeah, and been enjoying it in any case, dipping in and out of those. Right, we're not going to dance in the dark with Chick Webb, but we are going to have a bit of a naughty waltz. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
mountains there are heather sweet today. It may be just because my heart is Highland, I long for Mull and Tobermory Bay. The fishing boats, the nip of autumn weather, the spindrift, the excitement of the fray, the toil of hauling in the nets together, then homing back to Tobermory Bay. Here I feel I'm not belonging rightly. The lowlands are attractive in their way, but all the same my mind is anchored tightly to sunrise over Tobermory Bay. Kindly folk, too honest to deceive me, I'd guarantee their goodness any day. Their Highland hearts are true of gold, believe me, than all the gold in Tobermory Bay. The birds need only lift their wings and wander. I wish I were as fortunate as they. If I had wings to spread, I'd fly them yonder and settle down by Tobermory Bay. My dream of Mull grows stronger still and stronger. So strong it is, I dare not disobey. It's home for me, I can indeed no longer resist the call of Tobermory Bay.
Well, in 1936, Sonny Farrow was leading Jack Hilton's band on a recording session while Jack Hilton was in Chicago, and for some reason, best known to himself at the time, he used a 12-year-old schoolgirl called Pat Sibley to sing on a record called Moanin' Minnie. It was quite a raucous performance. However, there was something about it that sort of obviously touched the heartstrings or made people think about it. And a few years later, the 12-year-old Pat Sibley became the singer Ann Shelton. Born in 1923... Yeah, Pat, Anne, as it turned out to be, got a big break with Ambrose at the Mayfair Hotel and on Decca Records whilst working with Jay Wilbur on Decca's low-price Rex label. Heard from Jay a little bit earlier on, of course, didn't we? The early war years, a peak period for quality songs she recorded with both bands. And some of the pops of the day, Blueberry Hill, Fools Rush In, Amapola, Green Eyes, went on to do many radio programmes, including Calling Malta, which became known as the Forces' favourite. Not the Forces' sweetheart, the Forces' favourite. But perhaps most importantly was her appearing 7 times with Glenn Miller's AEF Orchestra and also singing with Bing Crosby at the Queensbury All Services Club. Starred in 3 films, topped the bill at the London Palladium, had a hit record with Lily Marlene, and then she turned 21. Yeah, it's not bad going, is it? Not bad. Lived until 1994, I think it was, that she passed away. Pretty good going, eh? Pretty good going. Before that, that naughty waltz. It's very naughty because it wasn't in 3-4 as far as I could tell. It seemed to be in 4-4. The great Chick Webb and his band. Well, I mentioned Bing Crosby there, and I was rummaging in the bag as we were listening to that for the next track coming up, and I found this from a while back, and I remember we played one or two of these, and then I think he got a bit lost. The Bing Crosby Years on Cassette Grandad. A cassette, Grandad? What's that? Well, it's the Philips Compact Cassette, a miracle of modern technology. All that tape put into a little plastic box. Amazing stuff. Unless the tape comes out, in which case you can be trying to reel it back in for years. There's miles of it. But when they work, they were rather good. And it is still working, and there's still a cassette player here in Sweet and Swing Towers, better known as Studio 3 at Max Radio. So I thought we might try and hear a little bit of that. Why not? I've got plenty of nothing. Push the button, Max.
I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, and I got no misery. See, folks with plenty of plenty better have a lock on the door. Afraid somebody's going to rob them while they's out a-making more. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me. Cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the sky, are all free. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal and I got my song, got heaven the whole day long. Got my girl, got my Lord, got my soul. I got plenty of nothing, nothing's plenty for me. I got the sun, and I got the moon, and I got the deep blue sea. Deep old with plenty of plenty, got to pray all the day. Seems with plenty that you sure got to worry how to keep the devil away. About hell till the time arrives. Never worry long as I'm well. Never one to strive to be good, to be bad, what the hell. As glad as alive. Oh, I got plenty of nothing. Nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. Got my gal, got my Lord, got my song.
How about that? Sounds all right, doesn't it? On cassette, would you believe? Bit of echo there as well on that fader. That's interesting. Anyway, Bing Crosby from the early years, 1936 to 1938, some sentimental souvenirs. I got plenty of nothing. And yeah, a whole load of stuff on this cassette. I have to dig some more out. Jack Leonard, there's a bit of Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire, the Ink Spots are there. Yeah, well, we'll keep that, seeing as the cassette player seems to work for the time being. And see what happens. Now, a bit of the cheeky chappy himself, Harry Roy, why not? Some orchestral music with the British dance bands of yesterday's. as it would say on the Dance Band Delights CD cover. And what about, well, I was there only the other week, Leicester Square, the Leicester Square Rag. Roy and his band, perhaps, as it says here, it was best described as effervescent. Not necessarily the best musician in the world, but like a lot of the band leaders at the time, he had charisma and he was a bit of a clown and he was good in front of the band, so it did very well. A lively scat singing voice, an individual, that's a good way of putting it, clarinet, piano, a playing style. He was born Harold Lipman in Stamford Hill in 1900. His father ran a cardboard box factory. You don't meet many people make cardboard boxes, even though there's billions of them in the world. I suppose all done by machine now. Music was in the family blood, though, not just cardboard boxes. His older brother, Sid Roy, of course, started his own band at the end of the First War. But when hostilities started, lots of innocent people with German-sounding names suffered at the hands of thugs who vented their hatred of Germany on them. Yeah, well, plus de chance, as they say, isn't it? It's pretty much the same then as it is now in so many ways. The Lipmans therefore changed their name to Roy, and Harry seemed destined to go into the business until the firm went bust due to material shortages and low sales in the war. Proved to be a blessing in disguise for him. He went to see the original Dixieland Jazz Band at the Hammersmith Palais, still going strong, and decided to emulate their lively clarinetist Larry Shields. And he liked the clarinet because it was small, it was light. Harry was only 5'6", weighed less than 10 stones, so quite a slight build, so he could carry it round, tuck it under his arm when he was messing round, being silly in front of the band or singing a vocal. And he became co-leader of his brother's band, and Harry's showmanship and peppy singing style became the band's main attraction and earned it something of a reputation. Sadly, there's a note at the end there. It says he often boasted he never had a day's illness in his life, but a couple of weeks after his 71st birthday, he had a fatal heart attack and died just a few days later. Yeah. Sad. Yeah, sad. The King of Hotcher was history, says Edmund Whitehouse after that, but he did have packed a lot into his life, which is pretty much all you could ask in many ways, isn't it? Right about bit of Alan Dino, Deal Dino, yeah, and Ambrose and the Boys, A Gal in Calico. You remember what calico is, don't you? Mm-hmm.
Mexico, down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday boat till I rode away. Do I want her? Do I want her love? Yes, sirree. Will I win her? Will I win her love? Wait and see. And with a rodeo, go from town to town. See most every kind of gal, every kind of gown. But who made my heart sing? Yippee-i, yippee-o, my little gal in Calico.
April 1947, Alan Dean with Ambrose and his orchestra, A Gal in Calico. Calico the place, or calico, of course, that cheap material you used to blow your nose on when you were my nana. She often spoke about calico. I never had an idea what it was, but it was a cheap cloth, as it were, wasn't it? Probably named after a place, isn't it? I think it is. Who knows? Alan Dean, well, yeah, one of those singers who started off sort of relatively unknown and applied his craft for years all over the way and became, hosted his, well, he became a bit of a variety topper, honed his skills and got to the top of the bill on the Moss Empires circuit. Also, I read, at one stage, a bit later on, had a short-lived bebop band. Can't really imagine Alan Dean and the bebop band, which included one Ronnie Scott on tenor sax. The mind boggles. Also became a founder of the Keynotes singing group. And then he emigrated to America. Signed for MGM Records. And did all right. Don't think he's with us anymore. Good to hear from him in any case. That's about it for another week, though. Jumping in next week, of course. Check it out if you dare. It's not that bad, honestly. Just the more modern side of things. And we'll be back here the week after that. In the meantime, don't forget, as always, Howard Kane with an E at MaxRadio.com if you'd like to drop me a line. Or Howard Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio Broadcasting House, Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man, if you would like to drop us a line. Lovely to hear from you. In the meantime, look after yourselves, look after your garden, look after your loved ones, and I'll see you then. Cheerio.